Carter, boys and girls. We're on the beam once again, sending you the adventures of Chick Carter, boy detective, the adopted son of Nick Carter, master detective, whose own strange and curious adventures are heard over many of these stations every week. We've been learning through Chick's written report to Nick how the Rattler captured Major Pennington, brought him to Crystal Cave, where he's been trying to torture out of him the hiding place of the Book of Evidence against the Rattler and his gang. But Chick and Sue tracked them to Crystal Cave while their pals Beef and Bones went for help in the person of Chief Barlow of the Millbrook Police. But Chick and the Major have their doubts about Chief Barlow. Is he one of the Rattler's secret agents? Well, for a little while, Chick turned the tables on the Rattler, had him in his power. But Chick and the Major, not knowing the way out of Crystal Cave, picked the wrong cavern to follow. But, well, here's Chick, who's reading over what he's just written to Nick about this adventure. Let's listen.
Like I was telling you, Nick, we got the Rattler and his tough stooge clutcher into this big cavern that sent your voice back in funny echoes. The Rattler seemed to be enjoying himself. Then we got Beef's and Bones' code gun message. We thought we were saved, but they didn't seem worried. Well, the fun, pardon the laugh, started. All of a sudden, there was a shot. A bullet knocked Major Pennington's flashlight out of his hand. It was pitch black. Major Pennington fired his two last shots, killed two of the Rattler's men who were hiding there. Then, the Rattler gave the order to close in.
Now then, grab them!
Get behind us, Sue! Out of the way!
Hold them off, Kick!
Hey, grab them! Don't stay out of the
hole! That takes care of one of them, Major.
Good work, Kick. That
takes care of one over here.
Get them, you weak little
spider!
The other kids are getting closer, Rattler.
Steve!
Bones! Oh, shut her up! Well, that's why the maid is all right.
Don't
be careful, Sue!
Are you little cheat?
Ow! Call me a cat and you get my claws.
Oh, let me finish her off, Rattler!
Drop it! Both kids are going to get it, but my way.
All right. Okay, Rattler. Whatever you say.
The rest of you weak-skinned mouth.
Yeah, Rattler.
Where is the acetylene gas that we use for light?
I'll get it, Rattler.
Okay. Somebody turn on the flashlight.
Come here, you.
Come. Now put it over there so Platter can see what he's doing.
Yes, come here, you.
What? Long Platter. That girl too much for you?
Stop it.
I never knew that dance could fight like this.
Oh. Spend a week in the hospital before I get through with you.
You girls, you fight him back with all you've got.
Yes.
Knock her out, Platter. We can't waste any more time.
Okay.
No, don't hit her.
Sue.
That does it.
You rotten coward. Just one of you would let go,
I'll do nothing.
Now, where is that box of acetylene gas container?
No.
Voices are far away again.
Yes, Major. I told you, there were three caverns leading from the main one. They took the wrong one.
What are you going to do with us?
You are coming with me.
Here's the box of acetylene gas containers, Red.
Break it open. Let me know when you're ready to toss them into the pool over there.
Right, Red.
What's the idea of that?
Look on your daughter, Major. It's the last time you'll ever see her.
You're not leaving them here.
Yes, Major, I'm leaving them here.
Acetylene gas will suffocate
me. Yeah, precisely.
You filthy, rotten fiend. Two kids, two young children.
Who have a bad habit of getting in my way.
They'll be saved. Thief! Bones!
Where are you, Major?
You took wrong cavern. Go back!
By the time they get here, we'll be gone and they'll be dead.
Hurry! Hurry!
Rattler! The assassin's ready to be dumped in a pool.
Tie the two breaths up before we go in case they come to and try to escape.
All right. Hey, Jake.
Yeah?
Here's rope. Tie up the kid.
Right.
And now, Major, you'll come with me. We are leaving Crystal Cave. It is getting too popular with snoopers. I have another hideout. Another place where I'm sure I will be able to make you talk. Reveal the hiding place of the book of evidence you have gathered against me.
After what I've been through, Rattler, do you honestly think that anything could make me talk now?
You'll talk, Major. Even if I must peel off your skin inch by inch to make you.
Okay, Rattler, the kids are tied up now.
Good.
All right, Rattler, we better take the bad steps. I don't want to run into Chief Barlow.
Very well. Turn on the gas and throw the containers into the pool.
Okay, Rattler, let's go.
What happened? Oh, Sue. Sue. I feel like my lungs are bursting. Sue. Sue, come on, wake up.
What? Oh, no, my head. And I can hardly breathe.
It's gas.
Chick, I'm tied up.
Me too. There's a sharp rock here. I'm trying to cut my ropes.
Why can't I breathe? It's so hard.
Hear that bubbling noise.
Wait, Chick. I remember something about acetylene.
Yes, that's what it is, all right. If we don't get free out of here, it'll suffocate us to death in no time.
How are the ropes coming?
Tough. Takes time to saw a thick rope, though.
Well, I'll try to get mine off, too.
No, save your energy. You'll need it later. If I get loose, I can free you in a jiff.
Okay. Chick. Chick, where's Beef and Bone?
How do I know?
Well, maybe they're nearby. I'll call them.
The twerps probably got lost like we did. But go ahead. Try.
Bone said he knew the way through these caverns.
He knew it from a map. Who knows if the map was accurate?
Oh, gee, I didn't think of that.
Well, go ahead and yodel with them. Maybe they'll hear you.
Beef? Bone?
Doesn't look as though they hear you. Maybe they'll hear you soon.
Sue, we're coming.
Did you hear, Chief? They're coming.
I'm getting dizzy. I hope they get here quick.
Me too. How are the ropes coming?
Almost off. Just a little bit. There.
Now get me loose, Chief.
Okay, I... Oh!
What's wrong?
Oh, I tried to sit up. That gas hit me like a sledgehammer.
Take it easy.
Turn over. Let me get at the ropes on your wrists.
Now, can you get at them?
Yeah, but my hands, they feel like they're all thumbs. Gas is getting worse.
I feel like I'm floating. Like nothing matters.
Bite your lip. Bump your head on the rock. Do anything. Keep you awake. Don't let yourself drop off.
I'm biting lip. Hurt.
That's good. Keep you awake. Are your ropes off?
What?
Ropes. Are they? Something. I forgot.
Ropes. What ropes?
Ropes. Oh, gosh, almost let myself go, too. Sue, wake up.
Go away. One, two.
Sue!
Don't. Go. Let me sleep.
Sue, will you stop clowning? Sue, wake. Sue!
Go away. Sleep. One, two.
Get rid of gas. But how? Burn. Explode it. Explosion might kill us, but have to take chance. Matches. Need matches for that. Matches. Gotta get them. Pocket. Where'd I put them? Here.
Chick! No!
Here we are.
Why don't you answer?
He can't hear me. Things getting black. Got a light match. Burn up gas. Our only chance.
While Chick, weak, dizzy, clings to consciousness and drags himself the few remaining feet to the pool where the acetylene gas bubbles, throwing off its deadly poison, let's go back a few minutes and join Beef, Bones, and Chief Barlow as they make their way toward Echo Cavern. Bones has finally found the right cavern and is leading the way.
You bonehead! You said you knew every cavern of Crystal Cave!
Yes, young man. You've been leading us up wrong caverns ever since we got in here.
Well, can I help it? Can I help it if the map I studied was wrong?
For once in our young lives, you have a chance to really make all your book learning useful, and then the book's wrong.
fine thing.
Why blame me? I didn't write that book.
Oh, will you stop griping, Bone?
Well, why are you so gloomy anyway, Bone?
Why, yes?
Yeah, why?
Because they're all dead, that's why. They're all dead.
Oh, pipe down and keep going. They're not dead.
We might as well face facts, Beef. Do they answer you when you call?
Well, no.
Well, boys, maybe they just can't hear us.
That's right, Chief. They can't hear us, because they're dead.
Chief, will you put a gag on him? I'm going to try calling again.
All right, go ahead.
Why does everybody misunderstand
me? Jack! Sue! Major, answer!
You see, no answer. And it only adds up to one thing. And I'll tell you something else.
All right, what else?
Up ahead, the Rattler and his gang are waiting to kill us.
Oh, they are they? Are you sure of that?
I feel it in my bones.
Well, if they are up there, and they did kill our pals, they're just the rats I want to meet.
Now, Beef, keep your flashlight up.
Okay.
Let's see what's up ahead.
Okay. Well, Lester. Hey, looks like there's a large room up about 100 feet ahead.
Yeah. All right, yell again.
Chick! Sue!
Oh, what do you keep yelling for? They're not going to answer.
Oh, pipe down.
Now, wait a minute. We better take it easy. I've got a feeling that something might happen.
Well, I haven't. You can stay here if you like, but I'm going in and find out what happened.
Now, hold on, Beef. We're with you, but there's no sense in sticking our necks out.
Come back, Beef. Take it easy.
I'll let you know if the coast is clear.
All right, come on, Bones. We can't let them go in there alone.
Okay. Jeepers, the things I do, even though I know better.
Hey, freeze.
What?
Somebody's lighting a match.
Where?
A whole box of matches in the cavern. Like, it's Chick.
Chick? Where?
Up there. See? Chick! Chick!
Hey, wait a minute.
What is it?
I smell something funny. Smells like gas.
Hey, looks like Chick's tossing the burning matches into a pool.
Tons of crushing rock blasted from the cavern walls and ceilings as the acetylene gas is ignited. Chick and Sue, close to death by suffocation from the gas, caught in the destruction caused by Chick himself. Did Chick's clouded, befuddled mind realize what he was doing? Did he exchange one form of death for another? And what of the Rattler and Major Pennington? Can the Major continue to resist the torture and keep his secret? Listen at the same time tomorrow when Chick Carter, boy detective, reports the next chapter called No Escape.
Mutual to YOU. That is all. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same wavelength, same time. YOU to Mutual. Your message received. We'll be waiting for you. Signing off.
Chick Carter, Boy Detective, is heard every afternoon over most of these stations at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Wartime. This series is written by Walter Gibson and Edward Gruskin. The entire production is under the direction of Fritz Blocky. This is a copyrighted feature of Street & Smith Publications. Ken Powell speaking. This is Mutual.